Paul DeMaine is a member of the Lacouturay tribe, the CEO of Indian Country Communications, and the publisher of News from Indian Country. DeMaine is running in the sprawling 29th state Senate district as a Democrat.
The fundamental reason that I want to run is to provide a voice for those people who don't have a voice. Outside influences, individuals and corporations with a lot of buying power behind them are distorting the voice of what the Wisconsin way of life actually is.
DeMaine promises to make the proposed Pinocchio Hills iron mine an issue. He claims that tribal concerns were ignored when the mining legislation was drafted.
The concerns are real. The impacts are on families in northern Wisconsin. The process was corrupted in a way that's not the Wisconsin way.
Paul DeMaine grew up in Wausau and now lives more than 160 miles away on the other side of the 29th District in Hayward. He says the district's boundaries were gerrymandered, intentionally drawn to protect Republicans.
This is the kind of district you get when people are thinking about protecting partisan incumbents rather than trying to say, how do we configure districts so those districts are diverse and representative. My district starts in northern Wisconsin and ends a little bit west of Wittenberg, Wisconsin, and a lot of people just roll their eyeballs when they hear that.
There are currently no Native American tribal members serving in the state Senate. Incumbent Republican Jerry Petruski was not available for comment for this story. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.